And we're live.
Oh, my bad.
We are live.
Live.
Steelers, Texans.
Yep. Welcome back to the Two-Man Band Sports and Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Big Rick. If you can hear in the background, we're at a little Christmas party.
Yeah. It makes the office Christmas party look like garbage.
And here comes my
mama.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello
to the crowd.
Hello.
Can we get a
who dat?
Saints with a big win today. Over the Atlanta Falcons.
What time are we going to your house tomorrow?
11.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Christmas at Brad's house tomorrow.
Got some turkeys frying.
Who are you leaving?
Oh.
There's sleet on the road, but it's all right.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad.
Oh, my God.
And we're live, as you can hear our conversations while we're...
what was Landon's segment?
Landon's lazy picks.
And we have live and in living person, Landon himself. Landon, come on in.
You get to pick your lazy pick for tomorrow.
Hold on, here we go. Well, let's recap the score. Saints win big over the Falcons. They would have taken the NFC South if the Buccaneers could have held that lead against the Panthers, but they didn't. Buccaneers fall to the Panthers, 22-19.
Hold on, let me stub you right there. So I was listening to it on the radio after we left Buffalo Wild Wings, and on the XM, all they had was the Falcons – radio station, and I guess there was a couple questionable calls that these guys were bitching and moaning about. I'm like, dude,
after two weeks ago,
look what happened. That's an obvious penalty. Well, no shit. I bet you weren't saying that 2 weeks ago on the radio.
The most ignorant fan base in sports to be in the running has to be the Atlanta Falcons fan base. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, they loved it. They called us. They told us to get over it. We're pussies. And this week, they're
crying about it.
Photoshopping referees in our team picture.
Yep. Oh, that's
the nerve.
They're just that bad. You know, they're almost as bad as Cowgirl fans.
Brandon. Our third host of the show isn't here with us, so.
This was an impromptu. Oh!
Stepdad and Landon's lazy brother, Cody.
And Big Hunter D.
And Tyler C.
Oh, y'all
We ourselves? Live. We're live.
We're on the sports show.
Oh, you're on the sports show.
Say hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
No.
What kind of garbage are you going to try to spit over there? Hunter can't spell football. He don't need to be on a podcast.
Let me talk.
The court ain't that long.
Wait, I got something to say. I'd just like to say that the Saints are the bomb.
For any of your up-to-date football and or truck knowledge, hit me up on Instagram at H_DeSell. That is H_DeSselle.
Also look him up under Tennessee State Penitentiary.
That's also for the only people that'll be following that are virgins just like him. So y'all keep that away.
Yeah, we're live.
We're live.
On your sports cap.
Yep.
Yep.
The people are listening.
No, they will when I send it out. We have Brad's Farger here. Oh, you're not supposed to be here. He's supposed to be in California, so we're gonna refrain from saying his name on air. Anyway, let's get back.
I'll get back to the
Bears
score.
Beat the Browns 20-3. Browns clinched the first overall pick in next year's draft.
They've clinched it for the next 10 years. They're gonna jack it up for the next 10.
Breaking news: every eligible player for the draft has decided to go back to college next year. Nobody wants to go to the Browns.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the kid from UCLA already said he don't want to be drafted by the Browns.
Bengals beat the Lions 26-17. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 29-13. Pats topped the Bills 37-16. Chargers beat the Jets 14-7. Rams beat the Titans in a closer game than I thought, 27-23. Skins beat the Broncos 27-11.
Titans had actually came back. They had a lead for a little bit.
And as Saints fans, we kind of needed the Titans to beat the Rams for hopefulness of first round buys.
Before we go any further, let's talk about Todd Gurley. So the last two games puts up a total Get out of here, Chubby. It's that Chubby with no girlfriend. 93 points the last two games he's put up in fantasy football.
And I have him in the podcast league.
And there's some guy that, once again, we'll talk about in here that said he was going to be a top five running back. And our co-host that's not here laughed at me.
Upset of the week, 49ers beat the Jaguars 44-33.
Spanked them, man. They spanked that ass.
Cardinals shut out the Giants 23-0. Seahawks beat the Cowboys 21-12. Saturday's games, Ravens beat the Colts 23-16, and the Vikes beat the Packers 16-0. Now,
two snoozers of games.
First, two things. First, shout out to the Packers fan base. Aaron Rodgers is out. The Packers are out of the playoffs, but yet they have a sold-out Lambeau Field in the snow.
That's because they went out there and they shoveled the snow. Packers fans are out there shoveling snow.
They're part owners, are they not?
Yes. Let's, before we get this, we've had a little bit to drink. So if we mumble something, get something wrong, you'll have to forgive us tonight.
But I'm always drunk when I do this. So if I'm ever wrong, I'm always drunk.
But let's, you know, let's be honest. I don't know if you saw the news about Aaron Rodgers, though, that he could, like, they're trying to, like, I see a couple of the teams are trying to get them to have to release Aaron Rodgers based on the IR
violations.
I don't know if that's going to come true, but it would be a very interesting rule. How interesting would that be if they actually did that?
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day, pop, pop.
That was the Vikings' first shutout and since 19, before I was born.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Dude, you could have made up any date. I don't think anybody would have
known. And my beautiful wife. Hey, baby, come over here and come here. And I want you to say.
You ain't going home. I want you to this say, is a two-hour podcast tonight.
No, it's not.
I want you to say pass the ice.
I actually 15, want you.
20 minutes.
Somebody, Landon, tell them about the bracket that we're trying to be in at VAC. What's it called? It's not the bronze. It's below the bronze.
The rusty bucket.
The rusty bucket.
As you can hear, the party in the background. Now the Vikings do clinch the NFC North with that win. They are the NFC North champions.
So they have the Vikings have to lose and we have to win to clinch home field, right? The
we
number
have,
two seed.
We have to win and the Vikings have to lose next week to clinch.
The two seed.
The two seed, which means we would play the
first round,
round and the second round. If we win the first, we host the second.
We should have a bye the first round. For the second seed, first two
That's
seeds
right.
have a bye.
That's right. We'd have a bye. Then we'd play at home. Then if we win that and Minnesota's still in it, we'd have to go to Minnesota.
No, everybody would come to us with home field.
Not number two.
Yes, number two. Everybody comes home to number two.
Number one seed, everyone goes to.
No, number two as well. Everybody has – those are the top two, and if the top one and two meet, they go to number one seed.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But we're number two, so everybody would come to us as long as we keep winning.
That's what I said. And no, then if we have to play Minnesota, we would go to them.
No, because they would be below us. Rams. The Rams, we'd have to go to L.A.
If we get the two seed in the NFC, we would have a first-round bye, play at home against someone. Then the next game would be the NFC Championship.
We'd have to go to L.A. It's L.A., not Minnesota.
As of now, Minnesota is the number one seed in the NFC. As of coming into today.
But if they lose, we get number two, and L.A. goes to one. Right?
I don't know about that.
I have the Texans.
We beat the Rams, so we would.
No, we lost to the Rams.
No, we did. We would stay at two.
I don't know if we can get any higher than this, can we?
I don't think we can get any. Because we lost both to the Vikings
and
the
Rams.
And for Landon's lazy picks for tomorrow, Christmas Day, December 25th, Steelers on the road against the Texans. Pittsburgh is a 9-point favorite. Landon, what is your lazy pick?
I have the Texans winning.
Upset. Ooh. Upset. A 4-10 team beating the 11-3 team.
DeAndre Hopkins goes off and finishes a top wide receiver. Somebody else called that too.
The 12-2 Eagles host the 6-8 disappointing Rams.
Not Raiders.
Raiders. Philly is a 10-point favorite, but they're without Winsylvania.
No Carson Wentz.
Landon, what is your lazy pick?
Who's their quarterback?
The white boy.
They're all white. Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb.
Don't forget, Oakland's traveling to the East Coast. Make the pick lazy.
I feel like Hunter. Not doing anything right now.
I have a brain fart all day, every day.
Probably the Raiders.
Raiders.
Two upsets.
Well, did you see what happened in the 49ers game today?
That's true.
That is a lazy pick. No work into those picks whatsoever.
I like the Raiders because they have silver and black.
So with that being said, Brad, I'm going to take the Steelers and the Eagles to win.
So I think the Texans – has the Texans been officially eliminated as well?
Yes, they're out.
They have. I know the Raiders have been officially eliminated. You know, I don't think the Raiders beat the Eagles. I don't think that happens. I'm going to take the Eagles. I could – no, I can't do it. I'm going with the Steelers.
I think
if I could see an upset, I could see that being an – Texans are better than we give them credit for. You know, they've been competitive in every game. Ever since Watson went out, it's been a little rough for them. And Watt, you can see how much of a difference Watt makes, almost like Sean Lee on the other side. Those guys make big differences out there.
So I just want to go back because I was looking at Twitter, and I hope this loads in time because we don't have any reception in here. Apparently, Dak Prescott did not have a good game.
Yeah, like I've always thought Dak Prescott was overrated. He just had to manage a game and had to do good things, and he did. Now, he still finishes, a top 5 or 6 quarterback last year?
Yes.
But he was very efficient with his passing. You know, he was throwing touchdowns. He was running.
And he had arguably one of the best running backs last year behind him. We've noticed that his performance has dropped since Zeke has been gone.
And, I mean, they're still getting back into rhythm with Zeke today, too. I mean, I think Zeke had a pretty decent game. I know we can't get anything to load here, so it's difficult. But, I mean, last time I saw, he had like 75, 80 yards rushing. They still had time left.
Jaguars are in the playoffs. And, again, we didn't do any prep. Brad was working the iPod. And I said, let's just do a quick 15, 20-minute show. So, next week, Atlanta plays the Panthers. Panthers clinch a playoff spot. If Atlanta wants to get in the playoffs, they have to beat the Panthers.
See, technically Carolina's clinched because they have the same record as us.
Today they clinched.
Atlanta has to clinch. They have to win to clinch. If not, I think who won today? Seattle or Dallas? Seattle?
We just said Seahawks won.
Seahawks won. So Seahawks still have a shot. Seahawks win, Atlanta lose, Seahawks are in.
Yes. And it's funny that you could have out of the 6 NFC teams, 3 of them being from the NFC South, means if everything stays the same now, the Saints would have to play the Panthers again at home, but I don't like playing a team 3 times in a row, especially when you sweep them 2 times in regular season.
It's difficult to beat somebody 3 times. But, you know, this just shows you, I mean, as much as we hate Falcons fans, you know, Atlanta's a good team. Mm-hmm. Panthers are a good team. You know, that we had a tough division, and we turn around and we lost, 1 game in the division. And we still have 1 against Tampa next week.
Yep.
You got to give it up to the Falcons. I mean, they're a tough team. They're solid. They could still make a run. So could the Panthers. So could the Saints. It's been a long time since we've seen 3 teams from the same division. I think the last time was out of the East when it was like Philly, Dallas, and the Giants. They would all fight. One of those 4 would all fight to get it. It's been a while, though.
Let's see. I'm going down. Saints play the Bucs next week. Saints win. Period. Whether the Falcons, whether the Panthers win or not, Saints clinch the NFC South. Bills, I thought we were going to pull another upset against the Pats. They ran away with that.
Well, there was a controversy call on that one, too. A Kelvin Benjamin touchdown that was not called. And I heard that on the radio, too, that they're talking that they've eventually got to redo what is a catch and what is not. Because I haven't seen it yet because, you know, we went home. We've been here partying since, 4:30 or so, drinking, so I hadn't had a chance to watch. But I'd like to see what that catch was, because it's supposed to be an amazing catch, and it should have been a touchdown, but they didn't give it to him. That's just that Pats always get that call.
So, a few things, announcements. Let's see. Chair Shot Radio is going to be hosting our sports show and the wrestling podcast, along with 12-Ounce Sports. They will be hosting both. The wrestling podcast will be back in January. The co-host, Matt Rabb, will not be back. So I will be having guests every week. I'm going to get Brad's into wrestling.
If we go back to NWO, we could talk old stuff with NWO.
There you go. We could talk some old stuff.
I could talk that.
So, but we want to give it up for 12-Ounce Sports for having us. We want to give it up to Chair Shot Radio, the guys at the DWI podcast. We got a lot of big things coming next year. It's going to be a very busy year for me, especially with work, going back to school, and doing 2 shows. But let's try to get 25 minutes out of this, so we have 10 more minutes. Let's talk about how we did in fantasy this year. Let's start with the main event at the SBFFC draft that we did our live show from. We drafted our team, took pictures of the board, and about week 5 or 6, we always like to go back and look at it and see what decisions we made. We were iffy. We took Brady bottom of the 2nd. We had the 1st overall pick.
No. Brady bottom 3rd.
Brady bottom 3rd with a 3rd round reversal. And we were iffy on that pick. But going back and look at it, in hindsight, it was the correct pick. I think everyone before him, 2 picks before, 2 picks after. Injured reserve. You have it pulled up. So
here's the people that actually went after Brady. Prior, Mixon, Martavis Bryant, Allen Robinson, Danny Woodhead, Marshawn Lynch, Ty Montgomery, Julian Edelman, Tyreek Hill, Golden Tate, Michael Crabtree, Spencer Ware. So nobody that truly sticks out, because if we would have gone Brady.
Projected to stick out.
Yeah, we would have probably gone, I'll be honest with you, in a PPR format, we'd have probably gone Woodhead, so we'd have been fucked right there too.
which he screwed us last year as well.
He did. So, I mean, it's hard to pass on that. So, I mean, looking back, you're right. Now, we finished second in the division. We came out second. But we had a hell of a run that we didn't think we were going to get.
Seven in a row.
Because we lost David Johnson. We had drafted Terrell Pryor. We saw what he did. And Emmanuel Sanders banged up. But it was the run of Graham, Hopkins, and Kamara and Brady that really pushed us over the edge, and they just fell short in the championship game.
Graham, if we were putting up 160 points, those four players were giving us 90 to 100 of those 160 points.
Yep. You know, the thing was, we stuck to our draft board, and if it weren't for injuries, we'd have been okay. I was very big on Hopkins this year. I drafted him in every league, and he's probably going to finish number two right behind Antonio Brown if he doesn't pass him at one. You know, the only person that I did not get in this league that I wanted was Gurley, but we knew that if we got Gurley, we'd have had to move up more into the middle rounds.
If we would have had Gurley, who did we choose in the second?
We went with Hopkins, but Gurley went, like, we would have had to end up with, like, which wouldn't have been bad. I mean, the guy had Antonio Brown and Todd Gurley. I mean, good combo right there.
So we came in second in the division, which I told Brad, winning your division is like winning a whole nother league. It's a 12-team league. It's hard enough to get your division. In our division, we had two past champions. We had an expert writer with RotoWire. We had some serious competition in that division. Between injuries and people putting up goose eggs every week, I honestly thought we were going to – we were just going to suck. But we seven-game winning streak. We went to the playoffs. We won the first round, got to the championship, and we lost by 10 points, 15 points, whatever it was. Dynasty draft, we started 12-0 in the regular season. We needed one more win to finish undefeated in the regular season, which would have happened only once back in 97. So we would have been the second team ever in the SBFFC to do it, the first since 1997. And our team was averaging 150 to 190 a week. They decided to put up a whopping 123 that last week.
No, it wasn't that. It was we chose Krantz, who was
we're talking about regular season. To wrap up the regular season.
Oh, to wrap up the regular season,
so
yes.
So everybody just does complete shit. We finish 12-1, go to the playoffs, we get a first-round bye. As the number one seed, you select your opponent for the second round, which means if you win that one, you go to the championship. So we had to pick between seeds 2 and 4. If we would have chose anyone else but the team we chose, we would have won, we would have went to the championship.
Correct.
We, of course, if you know Brad and I and our luck in fantasy, we chose the one team that we would have lost to, which is Krantz.
Well, it's funny because when we went back and looked at Krantz, Krantz didn't hit anything, I think, over like 130. And we're like, okay, well, we're averaging about 150. That puts us in a good spot. Krantz puts up like 172 or something. I hear that stupid shit. Go close. So Krantz, you know, we still put up 150. But Krantz put up his 170.
His team went off.
And we had, you know, we talked about rolling and going against Jim Collis, who was the number two seed, but I talked Ricky out of it. Like, no, I want Jim in the championship this year again because we had him last year and he beat us. And what happened? We got beat by the other guy. We could have played anybody else and we'd have won. We'd have been in the championship.
So we finished with the total winnings of $250 in the main event. He's tallying up the dynasty. The guys at Cajun Mafia, if you didn't hear, go back and listen to the live draft. We had him on air. Whomever had the better record between Cajun Mafia and us paid the other team's dues next year. We had a better record. Cajun Mafia, you're paying our dues.
So, you know, and we'll go. You know, I'm in two other dynasties. And one, same thing happened to me in that one. You know, I'm rolling with Le'Veon and Gurley. And I get beaten that one. And I'm going to take third in that one. And then the other one, I missed the playoffs by like a half a game. But I was tanking that one again for another top pick. So, you know, once again, I know we've talked about it a while.
Booze for Baker.
I like Dynasty is what I like. You know, if you've listened to us, you heard us from the beginning, you know, we do know what we're talking about. You know, I was high on Hopkins, said he would finish top five. I was high on Gurley. You know, Rick was high on Jimmy. Jimmy put up a run for you. He hasn't done much. I think he caught a touchdown today, though.
If you had him, he got you into the playoffs.
Yeah, if you had him, you went to the playoffs. I mean, so – you know, guys out there, you know, if you're listening to us, if you're unsure, like you said, Rick, we got some big things coming next year. This was our first year. We kind of, you know, moseyed through this thing and tried the best we could. Next year we'll be a little bit more organized and, you know, get you what you need.
We talked Brian into doing another dynasty next year.
Which we'll be in.
It's going to take place after the main event of the live draft. So if you're interested, hit us up on Twitter at Two Man Band Podcast. Find Brad at B DeSell, DeSselle. Again, big things next year. Chair Shot Radio, 12-Ounce Sports, like I said, at Two Man Band Podcast. We got a lot going on. This is going to be a short episode. If you're listening, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. I hope everybody is safe out there having a good time. I hope you got what you wanted, which was a fantasy championship. We didn't. Brad, I don't know what we do every year. I don't know what it is we say. I don't know what we do. I don't know if the fantasy gods can hear our thoughts. But we always do something to get to that point, and then our team just shits on us every year.
You know what? You know. I always like to look back and think about the mistake we made, and I think the biggest mistake we made this year was we spent a lot of our fab budget at the beginning for the draft pick. Mm-hmm. If we would have held on, we could have been more competitive throughout the year, and we just weren't. We had to sit tight hoping that somebody else would come along. I mean, David Johnson really hurt us, but, you know, Duke Johnson carried us,
yep. And
Kamara carried us. This was the first year I've drafted Derrick Henry thinking this might be the year Murray goes down, and I think Derrick Henry had two big games. And so we were just really thin at the running back spot. I mean, hell, you know, at the end of the year, like I said, we had to start. We won on a 7-game winning streak with Terrell Pryor in our lineup and Emmanuel Sanders, yep. Who were getting like 0 and 4 points, and we went on a 7-game winning streak with those guys.
Yeah. Let's see. The podcast, Fantasy League, we're in the championship. Total points this week and next week. Last time I checked, we were winning 138-91. I was projected. I had 138, and I still had Le'Veon Bell to play. He had 91 and had a kicker, so he's probably going to end up with 100. I'll probably end up with 150. So that's a good lead going into next week, 50-point lead. I have Gurley. I have Bell. I have Brady. I got to admit, those three right there.
Close the freaking door, turd.
Those three right there carried us through that lead.
Yep.
Especially with 90 points over the last 2 weeks. So I need one more good performance from them. Kyle Rudolph killed us with 1.6 points.
He's been a disappointment this year.
Yeah, and now that the Vikings clinched and won their division, I don't know how much action, unless they're fighting for that one seed.
Maybe so. You know, if you were out there and you listened to us and you took our advice on some things, let us know. Hit us up.
10 minutes.
We would like to know. You know, you let us know. Give us a shout and say, hey, you know what? You guys said this. You know, we rolled with it and we did well. You know, we'd like to know that.
So hit us up at Two Man Band Podcast at number 2. Again, wrestling podcast is coming back by high demand January, hopefully before the Royal Rumble. And then I got to get at least 25 in, honey. Want to thank our sponsors, FanDuel, True Blue Water Company.
If we win any awards, it'll be very surprising this year.
Between the music, the people coming in. So we're going to cut it. 12-Ounce Radio, we tried to give you a 30-minute show. We're going to give you a 23-and-a-half-minute show.
We can't milk it much longer. Not with this family.
Not with this family. So there's
hit
ice.
Hit on Instagram, H_DeSell.
We make Jerry Springer look bad.
The only thing that would make this more fitting is if we were in a trailer park.
That's right. Yes.
So, but there's ice on the road, so the wife wants to get back to the hotel. Brad, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Great year. Look forward to 2018. Any final thoughts?
No, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you in 2018. And, you know, once again, look for some big things from us coming up. Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat.
That's the outro music, if you didn't know. 12-Ounce Radio, what up?